I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they would love to hear from you. So give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form on sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Today I'm joined by Jack Maddalena, one of the directors at VR Craftworks. Jack, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. Let's start off. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and VR Craftworks.
I'm Jack Maddalena. I am one of the co-directors for a company called VR Craftworks, an immersive agency based down in Brighton. And we've been doing this a bit longer than we would like to admit.
Now, VR stands for virtual reality. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the immersive industry. Are they the same thing? They are pretty much, aren't they?
Well, it sort of fits into multiple different mediums. So the immersive industry, there's multiple mediums within there. So there's virtual reality, augmented reality, 360 degrees, like videos and photos,
yeah,
as well as mixed reality, and there's some other sub-genres off that.
Yeah,
we as an agency cover all of those. We've actually expanded since not just doing a VR agency, we've actually expanded into multiple different mediums within the immersive bracket.
Yeah. And we're particularly interested in this show how the immersive industry or the immersive experience can be useful to people sort of online marketing. Just before we start, how did you get into the immersive industry? What's your story?
So it's an interesting one. It started back in sort of 2005 with me and my father in our basement when we were playing around with cool, innovative tech. So we started off building shutter glasses before sort of 3D TVs was really a popular thing and getting objects to pop out of screens,
yeah,
to building VR caves with projectors onto the walls. And we're actually a part of this online bulletin board called UTBS Bulletin Board. And it was all where all the immersive geeks washed up on all around the world. And we started building VR headsets out of cardboard shoeboxes. Then it started getting more improved with wires coming out everywhere. Imagine something like RoboCop, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at that point, somebody on the forum went, you know what, let's do a whip around and we all put money together. Let's buy some material in bulk. And we said, yeah, let's do that. And then a week later, he had a meeting with the guy who founded Doom, the game.
Yeah.
And he launched a Kickstarter because he told him to. And that actually founded the Oculus Rift. So to this day, the forum is still alive. You can go see what we said all on there. And at that point, we didn't really know anything about mass producing of headsets.
Yeah.
So we went down the software route. And we've been doing it ever since and sort of established the company in 2014. And we've been doing it ever since. And we've worked with the likes of Google, the Google SDK in the early stages, and was one of the launch partners for the Google Cardboard. So we've been within the industry on sort of the very early days before it was sort of a mainstream topic.
So that must be quite a good pub spiel. You know, when you're down the pub and you meet new people and they say, well, what do you do? And you can just like drop, well, you know, we were one of the people sort of that inspired some people to make the Oculus Rift, and must be quite good.
It's an interesting one. I call it the love story because it's sort of the love story how me and my father sort of now are business partners, and we've been managed, I'm fortunate enough to be working with one another every single day, and we get to see each other every single day. So it is a cool, interesting story to tell. And there's some sort of backstories behind that I'm not going to get into because I'm not too sure legally I'm allowed to. but it was an interesting time.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of questions I want to ask. I think let's start off with, because I want to come on to the whole kind of what could it do for a company in a bit, but an immersive experience, I have to admit, I haven't sort of put on one of those sort of devices. I did quite a long time ago, but I'm not a regular user of it. But what can the immersive experience do for a person?
It can do so much. One of the sort of the telltales, especially virtual reality, it can teleport you to a different location. If that location is created by someone, or actually a real life 360 degrees video, or an actual environment that's been lasered specifically, so news and tips and technology from the construction industry, and actually recreate that environment in a virtual game engine and allow you to actually walk around that environment as you would do if you were there. So there's really cool, interesting ways. But the main thing is, if you make somebody feel present within the experience, that's when you get the emotion, and that person can evoke an emotion to that content more than you can do with any other content that's out there. So if I make somebody put into an experience and say I take them to Africa and they can see a village where you can donate money to improve, and then you donate fake money at the time, but then you can see how that village adapts and that community changes and the impact it'll have on these people, and then you can feel good about that, so you feel inspired, and then you're more likely to donate on a positive reaction. And you can do that so effectively and so quickly than you can do in any other medium. One of the things that we like to do is VR walk the plank. So we get someone to click on go into an elevator, press the button, you go up to the top of a skyscraper and the lift doors open, all you get in front of you is a plank over the side of the building. And in real life, all you're doing is just walking forwards. But because of the animal instinct and your fight flight mode kicks in, your legs will go and you're like, I can't walk off this. I can't walk on this black plank. And people will sometimes not even walk off. And they're just walking straight forward on solid ground. That makes them absolutely fine in real life. But because they can see it virtually and we're doing psychological tricks on the brain, it can really make somebody feel present and get vertigo or scared of heights or whatever it is.
So the key question is, how can we harness that for marketing? I mean, what can being able to offer that immersive experience do for a company trying to promote its products and services?
So if you can make somebody feel present within the experience and you have a branded experience, whatever that may be, and they can actually remember that 8 times more than any other type of medium. So if you read something, I think you can remember up to like 30% or 20%.
Yeah.
Don't correct them on the exact figures, but it will go up. So if you add hearing and sight, that will go up, that percentage up even more. If you practice it over and over again, that will go up even more. But if you feel present and you can remember it as a memory, that's when you really get the attention rate of what people do. So you can do some clever things of, say, if you're building you're a house developer and you're building a home, but the building's not yet made, but you're looking to sell or market that property, you can use the information through Revit and the BIM sort of stage and create that virtually in a virtual world, and then sell that home to people before it's actually been made. So you can give virtual tours, a real estate agent can give virtual tours and actually do it that way. So there's so many different ways that you can chop and change. Depending on how you like to cut the cheese, how that can be implemented into a business sense. One of the huge things at the moment is sort of how brands, big corporates, can sort of get you to do a point of view 360 degrees video and say, this is what we stand for, and do this feel good thing where they'll take you up a mountain and show you like we're really natural and this is all the cool experience thing, and you feel inspired and you feel better valued between that because you understand what they value at a point of view.
Yes.
And you can actually feel like you're there with the brand. And just that in itself, really as a marketing tool, can actually enhance somebody's experience and their views on within a brand. People have used it to help team building within the team because they all understand what that team values are. Can actually put it through social media so customers can actually experience that. They can actually show their buyers or suppliers that actually get better rates or even get more. I'm not allowed to say who, but a big brewery brand has actually done that to actually get to one of their buyers to actually buy more produce from them just for the fact from one 360 degrees video, because, you know, we like your brand, we now have a better understanding what you stand for.
Yeah.
We want to stand for somebody alongside that, so we're going to promote and do more work with you. So there's so many different ways. It's that's what's exciting. And that's what's really done a change from just being a interesting, cool experience that's a bit gimmicky to actually take it to the next level. And that's when you get the actual excitement and you get the ROI of what you've done there.
I'm interested in how it's delivered to the end user, because, I mean, you take the traditional sort of, you know, I go and visit a website. Obviously, now we've got mobile, so you can have apps and things on the mobile phone. How is the technology keeping up with VR? I mean, are there ways of delivering? I mean, you mentioned 360 views. Are there nice ways of delivering that on phones and on websites?
There's multiple ways it can be delivered. And some people tell you some things and some people tell you the other. So at the moment, you can do the traditional, we can put a 360 degrees video on Facebook, you put it on YouTube, but you will never really see that at a good enough quality to actually go, this is a cool experience. The only way to actually, because what you need is 4K content.
Yes.
If you don't, it's like a really pixelated, horrible experience and you don't feel present. And if you don't feel present, then you don't get that marketing side to it of that open of an emotion.
Yeah.
So YouTube, they say you can upload it in 4K, but if you try and stream a 4K video to your phone, it won't happen. It will show you in 1080p. And if you stretch a 1080p video around you in 360, you'll see it, the part you see on the screen would be around about 360p or whatever it is, the really low resolution. So if you do a 360 degrees 4K video, you stretch it around you, you'll see it at 1080p. So the easiest way around that would be creating actually a mobile app where people can download the app and actually view that content on. That actually allows you to upload more content at a later date. You can actually have better analytics behind there to see what they're looking at. Are they looking at your brand image at any point? Are they looking at other parts at any point? And get some actual feedback what these people are doing and what they're sort of through Google Analytics as well. Understand what that market person is and get more data behind that as well. So it's really interesting to see. It's like the next level of analytics coming in. But then again, you can do the, if you're, it's sort of, pushing content out there, if people come to you like a trade show or you're at Liverpool Street Station or you're at another venue and they're coming to try on stuff, you can get away with using the high-end stuff and using other senses. So there was a really cool marketing campaign for a cheese company. So they had different flavors of cheese, and what they did, they put a fork on a controller and you're in this virtual VR headset. You hit on one of the cheeses with a fork, you put it towards your mouth, and as it's about to go to your mouth and the cheese is in your mouth, all of a sudden the environment around you changes to that flavor of cheese. So it's this multi-central value that you're getting here, and it's just enhances that experience than you just having a sample thing by tenfold. So it's really sort of interesting that sort of Audi have come up with a great app recently. It's called, I think it's Audi Quattro. It's only on iOS, but basically what you do is you hold your phone up to the TV advert. And the Audi rings, when that comes up at the end, it acts like a QR code.
Yes.
The Audi car breaks through your TV into your living room and there's smashed glass everywhere in the VR thing. But you can see this car like floating out. Then you can actually build a track around your living room, around your kitchen, around your house, like a Scalextric track, and then drive the different A classes around there, as well as actually put that car or any of the A classes actually on your drive to see what it looks like on your drive. And you can make it miniature, you can make it full scale, and you can zoom in on all the buttons and knobs on the dashboards. So there is so many different ways you can deploy this medium. It's really the process of, right, who's your target audience? Who's the stakeholder you're going after?
Yeah.
Where their eye is going to be, as you would do in any other typical marketing. Where is it going to be? What is going to be the best methods of deployment? Actually, you know what, which medium will be better? Would it be a virtual reality medium, immersive medium? Would it be an augmented reality one? Would it be a 360 degrees video that could be promoted on Facebook, for an example?
Yeah.
And then you can chop and change on what that is. And then you can actually really create something that's been designed for your target market, for the right stakeholder in the right place. So there is more levels to the onion than that. I think at the moment, the standard of what people are producing is just not at a high enough quality. And that's why sometimes there's a bad taste in the mouth, or there's some brands that are a bit hesitant to jump on the bandwagon, A, for a lack of knowledge, or it's just because they've been stung before.
Yes.
And it's really because the people have seen the £2 billion Facebook acquisition of Oculus, of the Oculus Rift. people think it's awash with money. It's very much feast or famine. So you've got to be careful with who you talk to and if they're just trying to sell you something, because at the end of the day, they have to pay their developers, or if actually this is going to enhance your offering that you give to your business or to your customers or whoever it is that you're trying to build the project around.
Now, I love the stories about the Audi coming round your room and driving around a track that you've built around your room. Tell us, I want to hear another story, because you mentioned actually before we pressed the record button about the South Pole thing. Tell us about that.
So it's it was one of TUI owns one of these companies. Well, they used to, should I say. They actually sold up that whole department of special holidays. But it's a £15,000 trip to the South Pole. So you get to see the penguins, you get to go see all the ice caps, you get to see all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it's such a unique holiday. How do you get people interested to actually go there if barely anyone's ever visited or know what it's really like? Because effectively, it's just a snow desert. So what we created was this high-end application, VR app, where people can download the application and actually have a teaser holiday to see what it's looked like. Nice. So you get to go on the boat that you're going to be on for 2 weeks. You get to see the cabin you're going to be staying in. You get to see the shower room and the shower head, because people do get a bit funny and want to know what type of facilities there are.
Sure.
You get to see the buffet and the food and the entertainment that's going to be on the boat. Then you get to see when you actually get there to get off the boat and actually go see all the penguins and meet all the penguins. You get to go on the Zodiacs and all the other cool activities you get to do. So it was a very particular thing. And for them, they're using it as a medium because they don't feel like any other medium will capture the brilliance and the spectacular trip that actually is to go down there.
Yeah.
So it was a great sort of marketing campaign that they did to be able to get people interested in the holiday to actually book.
So for our listeners, some of whom might be thinking about this possibly as an element of their online marketing, what sort of top tip or sort of key takeaway would you give?
I would be careful. It's a powerful medium, and it's still at the early days of being a mainstream topic. So be careful who you're speaking with, in the sense of that they're not just trying to sell you something. They actually are trying to add you value. They're not just doing it because they've just started out and they're trying to make a bit of money to keep the ball rolling. But explore it. There's a lot of learning to do, especially with people in sort of organizations, of seeing how they can actually use it. One of the big things that we do is sort of discovery days, where we sort of come in as a consultant rather than actually trying to sell you stuff.
Mm.
So you can get hands-on experience of what that is, as well as being able to play around with the tech and actually brainstorm what your offering could be, so you can make an informed decision of actually moving down or not doing, or should you do it in a year's time or 2 years time or 5 years time, whatever it is.
Yes.
So get excited about the technology, because it's here and it can be adopted today. It can happen today, but be careful who you're speaking with, because you don't want to put this big investment down of using it and then not get the reward that you're actually looking to get.
Well, Jack, thanks so much for joining us today. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about VR Craftworks?
I'm on Twitter. Anyone can DM me on Twitter. It's Jack Maddalena. That's Maddalena. Anyone can contact me on my LinkedIn. My contact details are on LinkedIn. Then again, if you go to our website, vrcraftworks.com, if you fill out the form, that form goes straight to me and we can have an email conversation. But I would love to hear your thoughts on what you thought of this podcast. And if you've got any questions at all, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Thank you very much, Jack. And thanks for our listeners for listening. Show notes are at sitevisibility.co.uk/IMpodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. That would be great. Questions and suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at sitevisibility. We've got a site visibility group on LinkedIn. That's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Jack.
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you, guys.
Absolute pleasure, Jack. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Bye.
Hey, As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.